By the end of November, basic training had been completed. Every man in the company had mastered his own specialty, be it mortars, machine guns, rifles, communication, field dressings, and the rest. Each man was capable of handling any job in the platoon, at least in a rudimentary fashion. Each private knew the duties of a corporal and sergeant and was prepared to take over if necessary. Each one who made it through Tekoa had been harassed almost to the point of rebellion. "We all thought," Christensen said, "after this, I can take anything they can throw at me." A day or so before leaving Tekoa, Colonel Sink read an article in the Reader's Digest that said a Japanese army battalion had set a world record for marching endurance by covering 100 miles down the Malayan Peninsula in 72 hours. "My men can do better than that," Sink declared. As Strayer's 2nd Battalion had trained the hardest, Sink picked it to prove his point. The 1st Battalion took the train to Fort Benning. The 3rd took the train to Atlanta, but the 2nd marched. At 0700, December 1st, Dog, Easy, Fox, and Battalion HQ companies set out, each man wearing all his gear and carrying his weapon. That was bad enough for the riflemen, terrible for those like Malarkey in the mortar squad or Gordon, who carried a machine gun. The route Strayer chose was 118 miles long, 100 miles of that on backcountry, unpaved roads. The weather was miserable, with freezing rain, some snow, and thus slippery, muddy roads. As Webster recalled it, "The first day we sloshed and fell in the red mud and cursed and damned and counted the minutes before the next break. They marched through the day, through twilight, into the dark. The rain and snow stopped. A cold, biting wind came up. By 2300 hours, the battalion had covered 40 miles. Strayer picked the campsite, a bare, windswept hill devoid of trees or bushes or windbreaks of any kind. The temperature dipped into the low 20s. The men were issued bread smeared with butter and jam, as they couldn't get the field stoves started. When they woke at 0600, everything was covered with a thick layer of frost. Boots and socks were frozen solid. The officers and men had to take the shoestrings out of the boots to get them onto their swollen feet. Rifles, mortars, and machine guns were frozen to the ground. The shelter halves crackled like peanut brittle.